It's just hard, Harry said finally in a low voice, to realize he won't write to me again. His eyes burned suddenly and he blinked. He felt stupid for admitting it, but the fact that he had had someone outside Hogwarts who cared what happened to him, almost like a parent, had been one of the best things about discovering his godfather. And now the post-owls would never bring him that comfort again. Sirius represented much to you that you had never known before, said Dumbledore gently. Naturally, the loss is devastating. But while I was at the Dursleys, interrupted Harry, his voice growing stronger, I realized I can't shut myself away or crack up. Sirius wouldn't have wanted that, would he? And anyway, life's too short. Look at Madame Bones, look at Emmeline Vance. It could be me next, couldn't it? But if it is, he said fiercely, now looking straight into Dumbledore's blue eyes gleaming in the wand light, I'll make sure I take as many Death Eaters with me as I can, and Voldemort, too, if I can manage it. Spoken both like your mother and father's son, and Sirius's true godson, said Dumbledore, with an approving pat on Harry's back. I take my hat off to you, or I would if I were not afraid of showering you in spiders. And now, Harry, on a closely related subject. I gather that you have been taking the Daily Prophet over the last 2 weeks. Yes, said Harry, and his heart beat a little faster. Then you will have seen that there have been not so much leaks as floods concerning your adventure in the Hall of Prophecy. Yes, said Harry again, and now everyone knows that I'm the one. No, they do not, interrupted Dumbledore. There are only two people in the whole world who know the full contents of the prophecy made about you and Lord Voldemort, and they are both standing in this smelly, spidery broom shed. It is true, however, that many have guessed correctly that Voldemort sent his Death Eaters to steal a prophecy, and that the prophecy concerned you. Now, I think I am correct in saying that you have not told anybody that you know what the prophecy said. No, said Harry. A wise decision on the whole, said Dumbledore, although I think you ought to relax it in favour of your friends, Mr. Ronald Weasley and Miss Hermione Granger. Yes, he continued when Harry looked startled, I think they ought to know. You do them a disservice by not confiding something this important to them. I didn't want to worry or frighten them, said Dumbledore, surveying Harry over the top of his half-moon spectacles, or perhaps to confess that you yourself are worried and frightened. You need your friends, Harry. As you so rightly said, Sirius would not have wanted you to shut yourself away. Harry said nothing, but Dumbledore did not seem to require an answer. He continued, On a different, the related subject, it is my wish that you take private lessons with me this year. Private? With you? Said Harry, surprised out of his preoccupied silence. Yes, I think it is time that I took a greater hand in your education. What will you be teaching me, sir? Oh, a little of this, a little of that, said Dumbledore airily. Harry waited hopefully, but Dumbledore did not elaborate, so he asked something else that had been bothering him slightly. If I'm having lessons with you, I won't have to do occlumency lessons with Snape, will I? Professor Snape, Harry, and no, you will not. Good, said Harry in relief, because they were. He stopped, careful not to say what he really thought. I think the word fiasco would be a good one here, said Dumbledore, nodding. Harry laughed. Well, that means I won't see much of Professor Snape from now on, he said, because he won't let me carry on potions unless I get outstanding in my OWL, which I know I haven't. Don't count your owls before they are delivered, said Dumbledore gravely, which, now I think of it, ought to be sometime later today. Now, two more things, Harry, before we part. Firstly, I wish you to keep your invisibility cloak with you at all times from this moment onward, even within Hogwarts itself, just in case. You understand me? Harry nodded. And lastly, while you stay here, the Burrow has been given the highest security the Ministry of Magic can provide. These measures have caused a certain amount of inconvenience to Arthur and Molly. All their posts, for instance, is being searched at the ministry before being sent on. They do not mind in the slightest, for their only concern is your safety. However, it would be poor repayment if you risked your neck while staying with them."
"I understand," said Harry quickly.
"Very well, then," said Dumbledore, pushing open the broom shed and stepping out into the yard. "I see a light in the kitchen. Let us not deprive Molly any longer of the chance to deplore how thin you are."